Welcome to the Birmingham Vineyard podcast. We hope you find it insightful and encouraging.
If you want to find out more about us, head to our website, birminghamvineyard.com.
Okay, so we're going to continue our series on kingdom ministry, and we're going to talk today about one of the gifts of the Spirit, speaking in tongues. We find a number of different gifts in the Bible, gifts that are given by the Holy Spirit, and this one is perhaps one of the more mysterious gifts, and it's one that you might have had varying experience in terms of what you've heard, the sort of meetings that you've been in. If you go in the internet, I mean, you can find all kinds of things about this. And so we're just going to today look at what it says in the Bible. We're not going to hype things up. I think when Rachel volunteered me to talk about this at Southside and here, she did it because I'm one of the most unemotional people that she knows. And I don't think I've ever been accused of hype in my life. It's the first time for everything. But we're going to look at why and how to speak in tongues. So first off, we should note that speaking in tongues was a common experience in the early church. So let's look at a couple of passages where this is mentioned. First off, we'll start with the events that happened on the day of Pentecost. If you're here a couple of weeks ago, we looked at this passage with Jeff. And if we go to Acts chapter 2, from verses 4 to 6, it says, all of them, that's the disciples, were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now they were staying in Jerusalem, God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment because each one heard their own language being spoken. Now, one thing to note is this word tongues that's used in the Bible, it's actually translated in other places, languages. And so when you think about speaking in tongues, you can also think about it as speaking in languages, speaking in other languages. And perhaps that's sometimes a bit more of a helpful description to talk about it. So the disciples are filled here with the Holy Spirit, and then they start to speak foreign languages that they themselves don't know. That would be a great way to learn a foreign language, wouldn't it? I mean, I don't know how many of us, few of us who perhaps had the privilege of serving and living in other countries, have wished that God would give us that gift of being able to speak the language where we are. But anyway, for these disciples, they start speaking, and they're understood by many different visitors to Jerusalem who've come from all over the Roman Empire. So something very supernatural is going on here. Let's look at another passage further on in Acts. Peter is in Caesarea, which is in the north of Israel, and he's met a non-Jew, a Gentile, called Cornelius. And he preaches to the people about Jesus and how anyone who believes in him can be saved. So if we go to Acts chapter 10, and starting at verse 44 says, while Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit came on all who heard the message. The circumcised believers who had come with Peter were astonished that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out even on Gentiles, for they heard them speaking in tongues and praising God. And there are a number of other passages as well. If you want, you can go, you can look through, particularly the book of Acts. If you search up all the references for speaking in tongues, and you can see that it was a common practice in the New Testament church. So we're going to spend a few minutes exploring this today. And then at the end, we're going to give an opportunity for people to be prayed for, if you want to receive this gift of the Holy Spirit. We're going to look at what is speaking in tongues, what's the benefit of speaking in tongues, can all Christians speak in tongues, and then finally, how do you speak in tongues? I'm going to be reading a lot of verses from the Bible, I don't apologize for that. As I say, there's all kinds of views and teachings about speaking in tongues. And so it's really important that we understand what the Bible says. And then with the help of the Holy Spirit, to discern what's right. So first of all then, what is speaking in tongues? Well, Paul gives the most comprehensive explanation about speaking in tongues to the church at Corinth. So in 1 Corinthians 14, verse 2, he says, "For anyone who speaks in a tongue does not speak to people, but to God. Indeed, no one understands them. They utter mysteries by the Spirit." And then further down in verse 14, "For if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays, but my mind is unfruitful." So speaking in tongues is not understood by the speaker. It's a direct communication between our spirit and God, enabled by the Holy Spirit. Often it's a heavenly language. It's a language that nobody understands. That's what Paul's talking about here, because he says that no one understands the speaker. But sometimes it can be a language that others do understand, as we saw in Acts chapter 2. Theologian Wayne Grudem, he puts it like this: "Speaking in tongues is prayer or praise spoken in syllables or words not understood by the speaker." So let's pause at this point, and around your tables, would you discuss, what's your experience of speaking in tongues? You might speak in tongues all the time. You might not have even heard of this before. This is completely new. You might have had various experiences, but you're not sure what to think. So just around your tables, just discuss for a few minutes, what's your experience of speaking in tongues? Okay, if we can come back together. So sorry if you didn't have a chance to share your experience. We said that speaking in tongues is prayer or praise spoken in syllables or in words that are not understood by the speaker. So that leads to a rather obvious question. If tongues is not understood by the person saying it, and most of the time it's not understood by the people hearing it, what on earth is the point of speaking in tongues? What's the benefit of speaking in tongues? Well, Paul says in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 4, "Anyone who speaks in a tongue edifies themselves." So what does it mean to be edified? Well, the New Testament was written in Greek, and the Greek word that's used there, oikodomeo, don't critique my pronunciation, it actually literally means to build a house, but it kind of figuratively means it's to build someone up, to help them to stand, to be strong or sturdy. So what Paul is saying is that speaking in tongues helps the speaker to stand, to be strong, to be sturdy. Paul teaches elsewhere that we're in a spiritual battle. He tells the Christians in Ephesians, "Put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand." So if the gift of tongues helps us to stand, to be strong, then that's got to be a good thing, right? Wrong? There was somebody called Jackie Pullinger. She was an English woman from Croydon. She was called to Hong Kong as a missionary in 1966. And she eventually saw many drug addicts freed from addiction and turn to Christ. She wrote a book that's called Chasing the Dragon, where she described her experience of speaking in tongues after being challenged by an American couple, Rick and Jean Willens. And so I'm going to read about her experience of speaking in tongues, and just sit back and let's hear what Jackie has to say about it. "Do you pray in tongues, Jackie?" I was shocked by Jean's American forthrightness. No English person would be that direct. "Well, no, actually. I haven't found it that useful. I don't get anything out of it, so I've stopped." It was a relief to discuss it with someone. But Jean would not be sympathetic. "That's very rude of you," she said. "It's not a gift of emotion, it's a gift of the Spirit. You shouldn't despise the gifts God has given you. The Bible says he who prays in tongues will be built up spiritually, so never mind what you feel, do it." Then she and Rick made me promise to pray daily in my heavenly language. They insisted that the Holy Spirit was given in power to the early church to make them effective witnesses to the risen Christ. Then, to my horror, they suggested we pray together in tongues. We prayed, and I felt silly saying words I did not understand. I felt hot. And then, to my consternation, they stopped praying while I felt impelled to continue. I knew already that this gift, although holy, is under our control. I could stop or start at will. I would have done anything not to be praying out loud in a strange language in front of strange Americans. But just as I thought I would die of self-consciousness, God said to me, "Are you willing to be a fool for my sake?" I gave in. "All right, Lord, this doesn't make sense to me, but since you invented it, it must be a good gift. So I'll go ahead in obedience, and you teach me how to pray." After we finished praying, Jean said she understood what I had said. God had given her the interpretation. She translated. But it was beautiful. My heart was yearning for the Lord and calling as from the depths of a valley stream to the mountaintops for him. I loved him and worshipped him and longed for him to use me. It was in language so much more explicit and glorious than any I could have formulated. I decided that if God helped me to pray like that when I was praying in tongues, then I would never despise this gift again. I accepted that he was helping me to pray perfectly. Every day, as I had promised the Willens, I prayed in the language of the Spirit. 15 minutes by the clock. I still felt it to be an exercise. Before praying in the Spirit, I said, "Lord, I don't know how to pray or whom to pray for. Will you pray through me, and will you lead me to the people who want you?" And I would begin my 15-minute stint. After about 6 weeks, I noticed something remarkable. Those I talked to about Christ believed. I could not understand it at first and wondered how my Chinese had so suddenly improved or if I'd stumbled on a splendid new evangelistic technique. But I was saying the same things as before. It was some time before I realized what had changed. This time I was talking about Jesus to people who wanted to hear. I had let God have a hand in my prayers, and it produced a direct result. Instead of my deciding what I wanted to do for God and asking his blessing, I was asking him to do his will through me as I prayed in the language he gave me. Now I found that person after person wanted to receive Jesus. I could not be proud. I could only wonder that God let me be a small part of his work. What an amazing testimony. I think it's significant that the Holy Spirit gives us a gift that doesn't involve our minds. Now, I don't know about you, but I like to be in complete control. I like to know what's going on. And yet, speaking in tongues reminds us that God's ways are so often not our ways, that it's God who is in charge. And as Jackie writes, we can only wonder that God lets us be a small part of his work. So if we pray and speak in tongues, it builds us up. It strengthens us in our spiritual walk. It can help us to pray more effectively. But in certain situations, it can also build up those around us as well. So let's just take a couple of minutes and let's think a little bit about gifts of the Spirit. So in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 4, Paul teaches there are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. And from verse 7, now to each one the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one there is given through the Spirit a message of wisdom, to another a message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by that one Spirit, to another miraculous powers, to another prophecy, to another distinguishing between spirits, to another speaking in different kinds of tongues, and to still another the interpretation of tongues. All these are the work of one and the same Spirit, and he distributes them to each one just as he determines. So the Holy Spirit gives different gifts to different people, but it's always with one purpose, for the encouragement of everyone. It's given for the common good. It's meant to benefit the whole church, all who are present. That's why when we come together, we often give time and encourage people to share. If you think God is saying something to you, to come and to share it with all of us. Because we recognize that as God gives words of knowledge, of prophecy, that's meant to be heard by the whole church. One of our Vineyard values is everyone gets to play. It's not just people who get to stand at the front, but actually we believe that God gives gifts to everybody. And that if you don't use those gifts, actually we all as a church are worse off as a result. So back to this gift of tongues. It can strengthen and build up everyone in the church if there is an interpretation. And that's another gift of the Spirit. So in the story that I read about from Jackie Pullinger, the American woman, Jean, exercised that gift of interpretation when Jackie prayed in the excerpt I read earlier. And Paul suggests the gift of tongues can be used publicly if there is an interpretation. 1 Corinthians 14, 4-5 says, anyone who speaks in a tongue edifies themselves. We've talked about that. But the one who prophesies edifies the church. I would like every one of you to speak in tongues, but even more to prophesy. The one who prophesies is greater than the one who speaks in tongues, unless someone interprets, so that the church may be edified. We're going to hear about prophecy in a couple of weeks' time. Mike Gowan's going to share about that. Why is prophecy better than tongues in the church setting? Well, it's because everyone can understand it and be strengthened. But if somebody speaks in a tongue and somebody else comes and interprets it, then that can also be understood and everyone can be strengthened, just like with prophecy. So if somebody comes, you feel that God has given you something to speak out to the church and it's in a tongue, we would encourage you to come and share that, but then we would say, okay, Lord, would you please come and give us the interpretation? And then we would wait for that interpretation. Now, I said that the Holy Spirit gives different gifts to different people. So that leads to another question. Can all Christians speak in tongues? This is a really important question, hotly debated, and I'm not going to give you the answer. But there are two schools of thought about this. Some people would suggest that as different gifts are given to different people, we shouldn't assume that everyone will receive the gift of tongues. And some of Paul's teaching in 1 Corinthians 12 about different gifts has been used to support that position. But others question, why, if tongues is a personal gift that builds people up when they use it privately, would it be given to some Christians and not to others? Well, my personal belief is that it makes sense that God would give it as a gift at least to many, if not all, who ask. And there's no harm in asking, is there? We need to be careful, though. Christians who speak in tongues are not better than Christians who don't. This is not an advanced level for super spiritual people. I take the view of all the gifts is, if God wants to give me something to help me, then I need all the help I can get, right? But they are gifts. They're not given because we deserve them. They're given because of God's grace. Paul cautions us in 1 Corinthians 13, verse 1 says, if I speak in the tongues of men or of angels, but do not have love, I'm only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. So finally, how do you speak in tongues? Well, I had a significant filling of the Holy Spirit when I was at a Christian conference, Spring Harvest, when I was age 12. There was a lot of teaching about the gifts of the Spirit, and when an opportunity was given to be prayed for, somebody laid hands on me, and I felt a strong sense of God's presence and heat going up and down in my back. But I didn't speak in tongues. Through my teenage years, from time to time, I'd have words of knowledge that we were encouraged to share with one another in the youth group that I was a part of, similar to what we do now with our youth. But I had no experience of speaking in tongues, and I came to the conclusion that maybe that was just not a gift for me. Then I went to university and I attended a charismatic Anglican church for a couple of years. And one Sunday evening, there was teaching on the gifts of the Spirit and there was a ministry time. And I went forward. I don't remember why I went forward. But the person who prayed for me, he said, do you speak in tongues? And I thought, here we go again. And I said, no, actually, I don't speak in tongues. And then he asked, do you want to speak in tongues? And so in that split second, I had to go through all of the kind of the conversation I've been having in my head and the rationalization about why didn't I speak in tongues and other people spoke in tongues and what did I think about it? And I said, well, I wouldn't mind. And so he prayed. And nothing happened. So he looked at me. It was a lot of students in the church. And he said, are you a linguist? Sometimes linguists have trouble with speaking in tongues. I said, no, I'm not a linguist. I'm an engineer. So he prayed a bit more. And then he said, well, go home and just, you know, practice. And that's what I did. In my prayer times the following days, I started to speak out words, syllables that I didn't understand. But it was very deliberate. I'd thought that if the Holy Spirit comes on me and I start speaking in tongues, somehow it would just kind of happen. It would just kind of erupt out of me. And that's what does happen to some people. They feel something welling up inside of them, or there's a strange sensation in their mouth. But I felt nothing strange. And I thought as I spoke out, is this really speaking in tongues, or is this me just making something up? So I thought, okay, well, you know, I'm a sort of scientist engineer. I'm going to be very rational about this. I'm going to do an experiment. Because the Bible teaches that speaking in tongues is supposed to build up the speaker. So if this is the real thing, if I do this every day, not quite 15 minutes like Jackie Pullinger, but certainly a few minutes, then I should start to see some kind of a difference. And if it's me just making random words up, then presumably nothing much is going to happen. I'm just going to have been wasting my time and looking a bit silly if anyone were to hear me. And so that's what I did. And after several days, I was convinced that something had changed. It wasn't as dramatic as Jackie Pullinger's experience, but I was convinced that my faith was strengthened, that something had changed as I spoke in tongues. So as we come to a time of response, you may be in a number of places. As we talk about these sorts of things, again, I talked at the beginning, you may have had different experiences and you're not sure about some of them. And actually, you're a little bit fearful. Or you're afraid that somehow that this involves you kind of losing control somehow as you exercise different gifts. But remember, God is a good God, and he loves to give good gifts to his children. Whatever he has for us is for our good, and we never need to be afraid. And perhaps you need to come and just step out in faith today and say, Lord, I trust you, and I'm open for you to give me whatever you know will be helpful for me. If you've never spoken in tongues, I'd encourage you to come and get prayed for and see what happens. You might start speaking in tongues easily, or like me, it might take a bit of practice. But there's an opportunity to come, have somebody to lay their hands on you, pray the Holy Spirit would come and fill you and give you that gift. Perhaps you do speak in tongues, but actually, as you heard of Jackie's story there, you were just a little bit convicted that maybe I need to be using this gift more deliberately, more intentionally. And you want to commit to do that. And if that's you, I'd encourage you just to share that with someone and ask them to pray for you to follow through on that commitment. So David's going to come, and we're just going to sing that song that we finished with. He's lost the rest of his band, but I'm just going to pray, and then as we sing, if you would like to come and get prayer, then just come out to over here. And somebody will come and they will pray for you. So let's pray. Father, thank you. Thank you, you're our good Heavenly Father who loves to give good gifts to your children. Spirit, we thank you for your gifts. Father, thank you for gifts to help us in our walk, to help one another as we come together, to strengthen us. Father, thank you. You don't leave us alone. You said that you would send your Spirit, and your Spirit helps us. And so, Father, we just want to receive from you whatever you have for us today. Lord, whether that's something that we are very familiar with doing or it's something we're doing for the first time, Lord, we pray, come, meet with us, that we would be people like Jackie Pullinger, who pray and who live out our faith in step with your Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for that opportunity to play a small part in what you are doing. Help us, we pray. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed the talk and found it helpful.
We'd love to welcome you to one of our gatherings. We meet in multiple locations at multiple times on Sundays, as well as in midweek small groups across the city. More information on all of these can be found at our website, birminghamvineyard.com.
Thanks for listening. Have a great day and God bless.